What a blessing. Already to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? I tell you, I love when the Lord comes by.
Absolutely.
And you know when He comes by? It's when the people that He loves begins to worship Him.
Yeah.
And begins to love Him. And He'll love you back better than anybody I know. So I'm so thankful to be in the house of the Lord. Glad for everybody that's come. The home church and different ones. I'm just so proud to be standing before you today with so many good preachers in the presence. And I thank the Lord for that great singing. That was wonderful. Bless my cup. I think I've cried about half a day today already. But I'm thankful for the wonderful joys that there is in the Lord. I love trying to tell about Him today. I don't do it enough. I pray I'll do it more. Just more and more and more.
Yeah.
Telling about the love of Jesus. The old hymn song says, I want to love Him more. I want to love Him more. I love one of them. Oh, I do, I do, I do. We need to just love Him more, don't we? Because He couldn't love us anymore. He's loved us so much now. We can never love back what He's loved to us. But I'm glad to be saved today. Glad to be on my way to heaven. Ain't you?
Amen.
I'm going right back to the scripture from last night, if you'll allow me tonight. 1 John, the 3rd chapter. If you want to look over there, I'm so happy to know that I'm saved. I'm so happy to know that Jesus is still on the throne. He's still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm so happy to know that He's my Father, as they sang in that song, and that He can and He will. Just like the Hebrew boy said, "Oh King," he says, "we know that He is able." And I'm thankful for that today. Not only that, but they said He will deliver us. I like that part. They said that He's able. Said, "But He will deliver us out of your hands, O King." I thank God for the day when He delivered me out of the hands of Satan, out of the hands of sin. And that old Mother's Day of 1971, I won't go into that again. But I'm glad to be saved and on my way to heaven. Now, let's listen to the reading of God's Word. I'll try to just obey the Lord. It said in that 3rd chapter of 1 John, it says, "Behold," and we preached about that last night. It says, in other words, pay attention, observe, listen, understand what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. That's all that we're going to read today. And it says, what manner of love? And that's what I want to speak about today. A manner, you know, that's kind of like the mode, the fashion, the way. What way of love the Father, what kind of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. There's not a love that I can think of like that. I had parents that loved me so much, and I think about it even more now, Eddie, now that they're gone, and now that I'm grown, I think about more what they've done for me now than I did when I was at home. More than I did for me now than I did when they was alive. But you know, I like to think about what my Father, how much He loves me. I like to think about how the kind of love and the fashion and the mode of love. There's no other love. You won't find it anywhere else. I'm thankful for a mother's love. I've felt a mother's love. But I also know the mother's love, the mother church. I know that love too. But listen, I'm glad I know the Father's love. I knew my Father's love, how I would get Him by the hand, and I felt so safe, and I felt like nothing could bother me and nothing could hurt me. I'm thankful. That's how I feel with the Lord today, that He can take care of anything that comes my way. Now He said, what manner of love? I want to go to the 13th chapter of the book of John, if you will, and I ask for your prayers. I'm nothing today. I really am. I'm not anything, but I am a child of God, and I am saved by grace, and that's what that it's all about. And if you don't know Him today, I suggest you know this manner of love that He had for us. In the 13th chapter, I just want to read a few little things. It says, "Now therefore, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew, Lord, just come your way, when Jesus knew His hour was come, and that He should depart out of the world unto the Father, having loved His own that were in the world. And I like this. He said, and he loved them unto the end. Don't you know that the love of God is unchangeable? Don't you know today there's people that will say they love you as long as they can get what they want out of you. There's people that will say, I love you as long as you agree with them. There's people that will say, I love you maybe because they dislike themselves to say it, or they just want you to think that they love you. Why Satan himself may even say, I love you. Satan himself will act like he loves you. But you know something today, there's love, and then there's Jesus' love. But listen, they said, I love them until the end. I'm glad the Lord said, I am the Lord, and I changeth not. His word don't change. His love don't change. I'm going to tell you something today. There's a love that's down in my heart, and that wasn't put there by the world. It wasn't put there by a man. But I remember when it came my way. I remember on that Mother's Day. I may say that every night. On Mother's Day, 1971, when it came into my heart. Oh, it was a love I'd never known before. And the manner of it, it still amazes me today. The manner of love that it is. And when nobody else, listen, I've had times big. And I'll even say today, I even had a time today where I didn't want to share to anybody else. But my Father was listening. And my Father was there. And His love got me through. It wasn't anything big. But may not seem big to anybody else. But it had my heart burdened. And it had my heart torn. Oh, but then that manner of love began to take over. And fellas, oh, what manner of love is this? Oh, listen, I'm glad one time they even said, boy, listen, they've never heard. Listen, a man speak. He said, I've never heard a man speak like this before. I've never a man spake like this man. I've never heard an audible voice. But I'm going to tell you something today. I've heard him speak to me. And I'm glad when he speaks. I hear love speak when he speaks to me. How many knows that today? How many has heard love speak to your heart? I'm glad love spoke to me. And he still speaks to me. And I'm glad that love is going to carry me through. And if you don't see me tomorrow, if they say, well, the revival's canceled because Rick Coffey died, I just want you to know, don't worry about me, because this love is going to take me over where I really want to go anyway. Bless the name. Bless the name of the Lord. He told them. He said, I love them even to the end. And he loved them so much that he said when supper was ended, that he went and he got him a towel and he girded himself. And he said, you know not what I do now, but you will later. And he began to wash the disciples' feet. Oh, Brother Jim, he was the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Oh, but he said, I'm going to get down and I'm going to wash your feet. And he began to wash them, and he showed humility, and he showed, I've come. The love that I have in Jesus is a servant's love. He serves me. Even though he's the master, he ministers to me. But thank God today, he's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We're here to serve him today. Serve him. Oh, he got that towel and he girded himself and began to do something, Lord, that a lot of people won't do. A lot of people, when you tell them you've went to a foot washing service, they kind of look at you like you're kind of an idiot. I said, who in the world would want to get down and do that? Well, that's the point. That's the point. Listen, it takes a real love to get down and to wash somebody's feet. But Peter, oh Peter, he said, Lord, will you wash my feet also? He said, Peter, listen, when he began, how to go to. He said, Lord, you'll never wash my feet. But he said, Peter, if I wash thee not, you'll have no part with me. Well, Peter said, no, wait a minute. Not only wash my feet, how about wash my head and wash my hands? I'm glad when the Lord washed me, he washed me white as snow. Why every whit whole, I cleaned up all the way. You know why? Because that's the manner of love he has.
Amen.
It's unchangeable. I got saved so many years ago. Brother R., it's never changed. How many knows the love of God has never changed? It's the same today, yesterday, and forever. It'll be the same when we get to heaven. I'll listen today. I just thought about the unchangeable love. Now let's go over into John, regular John, the 15th chapter. I'm glad. What manner of love is it? It's a divine love too. Listen, he said in the 9th verse, he says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Oh, aren't you glad of that today? He said, continue. I'm glad he said the Father. Oh, listen, I believe the whole time, the only reason that Jesus even came is the love of his Father. But not only that, but the love for us. Listen, he said, I'm glad. It didn't matter what the Father asked him to do. He would have done it. Why? Because he loved the Father that much. And the Father loved his son. Don't mistake it today. God loved Jesus. But listen, ain't you glad that he loved me and you too? He loved us enough to send that man Jesus. To send this man Jesus to die. But listen, I'm glad he had a plan. And the plan said, yes, I got to send you to die. But son, here's the good part. In the third day, you'll rise again. And you'll walk among them. But listen, the good part is, I want you to tell them that thou believe on me, you can rise again too. And he said, oh, I like when he was over there, and he told him, came to Mary and Martha, and Lord, she said, Jesus, if you'd have been here, my brother hadn't died. Oh, listen, my friend, he said, he just sleepeth. She said, he'll rise again. Jesus, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection. Jesus said, hey, I am the resurrection. What are you talking about? Are you looking at the resurrection? Oh, I'm glad of that today. What kind of love is that, my friend? A love that'll tell you even when you die, you're going to live. That was a love I've never have experienced before and never will again. But I keep experiencing it every day. How many experience the love of God every day? Every day. What manner of love is this? What manner of love is this? Now, let me go over one more place. Over in the book of Romans. You know, in the 8th chapter. And you pray just a few more minutes. I'm going to get out of the way. We've had enough. I'll tell you, them are falling, sunk the house down today. I felt the power of God so strong. There was a manner of love in that too. I listened today. But I'm going to tell you one more thing. The manner of love of the Lord is inseparable. It's inseparable. Listen to what he told them in the book of Romans. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? How many have ever been in tribulation before? Or distress? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or no sword? He said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. He said, nay, in all these things, we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And he wasn't done there. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor, he said, nor powers, or things present, or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior.
I'm glad not only is this love able to save you, is this love able to keep you, is it divine, but I'm glad this love is inseparable. And even in death, the love will not be separated from us. Oh, listen, I've been separated from my mom and dad for a long time now, but that love is still there. It's never been separated. That love will go on. That love is still there. It's never been separated. One day this old body's going to lay down, Brother Dale. I must listen. The love of Christ, I will live on. It's inseparable. And I'm going to go see him one day. Amen. Amen. Come get a song. Get ready. Come get a song. Get ready. This love of God is inseparable. I want to go back over into John. You come and get ready to sing. In the fourth chapter of 1 John. You know, I liked also. I thought about when he was talking to the old prophet Jeremiah. What did he tell Jeremiah? He said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you out with love and kindness. Ain't that the Lord today? Love and kindness. But listen what he says in the fourth chapter of 1 John. Behold, what manner of love. Remember that? Looking over in the 10th verse. He said, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. Our pastor mentioned this just maybe last week, I believe it was. Not that he loved us and sent him to be, but that he loved us and then sent his son to be a propitiation or an atoning for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Listen. And everybody knows this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave or bestowed unto us. For God so loved the world. Who was the world? I'm part of that world. They were part of that world back then. Our children are part of the world. Their children are part of the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him should not perish. Some people say, but I see people perish all the time. No, you see the old shell they used to be in. But you don't see. I wonder what that's like. One day I'll find out. That old shell, well, once that spirit leaves, there's nothing left. There's nothing left. I wonder what's that like. The angels come and gather. And they come and gather, and the spirit goes back to God. Oh, wouldn't you just kind of like to see it one time? Just watch the spirit go away. I'll tell you one thing. My wife will tell you this. When my father-in-law passed away, he had laid there in hospice care. A good Christian man. One of the best I ever met. And just before they died, this big smile came on his face. He had not really shown much expression at all. And then this smile came on his face. And it wasn't very long. Watched that chest and it finally quit going. And the nurse said, he's gone. But honestly, there was the best spirit there. One of the best I've ever felt in my life. Well, one lady even shouted. Because she could feel God. His presence was in the room. There's a song they sing about angels in the room. Oh, I believe we got angels among us, don't you? I know what manner of love I have. I know what manner of love is in my heart. I've never seen him face to face yet, sir. But I will. There's a meeting coming. There's a reunion day coming. What's that scripture even saying there? For we shall see him as he is. All today. Are you going to see him? You say, I've experienced love before. Have you experienced this manner of love? Have you experienced this love?
this divine love, this inseparable love, unchangeable love. It's a love, hearing His love, that God, not that we love Him, but that He loved us. What's the scripture say? While we were yet sinners, He loved us. Well, the Bible even says, a good man will love those that love them. But who loves those that hates them? Why, even that day on the cross, the same ones that were saying, crucify Him, crucify Him, spitting at Him. And He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. What a manner of love that is. Aren't you glad you know that love? Let me just say this. If you do know that love, have you been worshiping that love? Have you been close to that love? Have you been manifesting that love to others? We get weak sometimes. We get brought down by the world sometimes. You know what this love does? Let me just say this before you say. You know what this love does? It takes the addiction out of the act. It takes the sickness out of the sick. Bless the name of the Lord. It takes the sin out of the sinner. Ain't that good? That's the kind of manner of love that I have. And you know what He could do for you today if you're here and you don't know Him? He could take that old stony heart, that sinful heart, and that's the only manner of love that could take it away and give you a heart of love, a heart that could love even your enemies. That's the kind of heart He'll give you. But if you're here and you're not living for Him, it's the same love. But how is your love today? You can't change God's love. You can buck against Him all you want. You can run here and run there. You can even holler at Him. Holler at God's people. I wouldn't advise it. I wouldn't advise it. How many of you, you know how mothers and dads can get when you holler at their kids sometimes. Just let you know what God can do when you're speaking about one of His. You can do that. But His love won't change. But ours does sometimes. At least we don't show it. Sometimes we hide it real deep. We hide it behind cares of this world. We hide it behind things that we can own and we can do. Behind it, behind our hobbies sometimes. We hide it behind reasons why we can't go to church anymore. We hide it behind this, we hide it behind that. But what the Lord tells you, He says, so let your light shine before men. Don't hide it under a bushel basket, but let it shine as we stand today. Have you experienced this love of Jesus today? I advise you to come right now. Because you'll never understand it until you experience it. And you also will never go to heaven until you know it. Christian, how's your love today? Do you really realize how much He loves you? How much He needs you? And He wants you to love Him back? How about it? God's speaking to your heart tonight. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What manner of love makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell? And then I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply. You're right for all the things I've done. I surely deserve to die. That's love right there.
Oh, praise His dear name.
That's the manner of love right there.
I'm not what I used to be. My life is beautiful. chains.
That's how you'll find.
Not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood.
Amen.
The victory was given me.
You know it. That's love. Come, know this love. You'll never find it anywhere else.
And gave me new life within.
It was the only way I'm on.
No longer do I hear those marks that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, I'm glad I now can say.
Can you say it?
It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed. Not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood.
That's love. What can make you whole again? God's love.
Thank you. Where's the piano case? Where's the piano case?